Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about two-way radios and activists using them. There's a story you've been sharing with us, Chris. You said we're near the end of it, but do they actually get to the what they want to see happen? They've been identifying what they consider to be a problem, which is quote-unquote right-wingers who are using two-way radios because they can't get on big tech platforms easily. They've been banned from various different internet platforms, so they're going back to the old form. The thing that came before the internet, CB radio and other direct two-way radio services that you can, you know, go down to your local Walmart or Amazon and grab cheapy handheld radios and just start talking to your friends. So that's what they're targeting here in this story from Slate. It's Ian Nobody and Chris in the studio here tonight. But they must have something they want to see happen. Does the story actually get to that?
Well, that's a good question. So they do actually get into how they're effectively working with ham radio clubs and things of that nature.
Who is? The right-wingers or the left-wingers?
The left, I guess. So maybe we can get a little bit into it. I can read a little bit more.
I do want to hear about that, yeah.
Unlike with personal radio services, service bands, there is a system to monitor ham radio platforms run largely by volunteers. Ham radio broadly describes the non-commercial, often individual use of radio bands for communicative, personal, and hobbyist purposes. Unlike the personal radio service, ham radio requires licensing by FCC, including a technical exam and extensive study of radio equipment. Broadcast can also reach across hundreds of miles. The FCC is able to gather info on amateur broadcasts that violate the law through its friends in the ham radio community.
Snitches.
Yeah, snitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Yep. Ham radio operators.
Well, in the ham radio community, they are very, very big. Like, there's a, I don't know what the split is. I'm not a ham person. I've never been interested in asking for permission to be, you know, a radio user. But I am aware of these people. They essentially are the obedient class. They're the people who, well, I got my license. You should have your license. And if you don't have a license, we're going to find you. And we're going to cut your antenna cables. Mm. That's literally something you will hear stories about. If these people, they're monitoring their ham bands, and they hear somebody key up without identifying their little ham code, their ham call sign, then they will triangulate their position. They won't wait for the FCC because they know it'll take forever for the FCC to do anything about any kind of complaints.
Well, FCC won't do anything about it anyway.
So they get in their cars or their trucks or whatever, and they go out and they do it themselves, and they will find the offending party's location, presuming they're not mobile and hard to find. You know, they're if they've got a base station or something like that, they literally will destroy their personal, their private property.
Yeah, there are hunts that basically go around in these communities to track down and track down individuals who are violating the licensing. Ham radio operators like Dan of the Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club and their local communities have also taken to pushing away extremist activity when they see it. Dan describes a system of self-policing in the ham community, particularly through the ham radio auxiliaries who listen in on broadcasts regularly and report potentially illegal or harmful content. I mean, this sounds so like Stalinist Soviet Union, where every third person was reporting, you know, to government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, seriously, you know, like, you have to have a serious obsession, some sort of mental illness to be doing this unpaid.
They're just losers. I mean, everybody needs a hobby.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's a hobby you could probably get paid for if you, you know, go into some sort of law enforcement. Not that I'm advocating for that or anything. Just the idea that, like, you would do it as a hobby just sounds crazy
to me. It feels empowering to them, right? Like,
A lot of them are probably wannabe cops who got turned down for psychological reasons and what have you.
Right, and they feel like they've done something if they can go and cut somebody's cable.
I just want to point out, this is not every ham radio operator.
But there is definitely a type.
I know ham radio operators, and I don't know many that would do this, but you know, I definitely know they're out there. Or harmful content directly to federal authorities. These auxiliaries note and report the frequency and location of questionable content for FCC tracking. I'm pretty sure the FCC is not tracking the little bit of radio usage that you're violating. They probably are tracking things like pirate radio, that kind of thing.
Because it's easy to find. I mean, if you are running a 24-hour-a-day broadcast, that's sitting in one place. It's not rolling around. Most pirate radio operators aren't like Happy Harry Hardon in the old movie from Pump Up the Volume from the 1980s, where he actually had a mobile unit and he was driving around as he was broadcasting. That's not very realistic. They probably have a...
easier to accomplish in an 80s movie than in reality.
Yeah. It was a great movie, but not very realistic.
It was pretty funny, actually, in the movie.
Yeah. So you got to have a physical base station that does not move around in order for your signal to be easily findable or whatever, and so it's easy for them to try to triangulate those people.
Right.
Whereas if you're just an individual with a handheld radio, you could be here, you could be there.
Here's the thing: you probably won't have the time to triangulate a 2-second broadcast the way radios are typically used.
Yeah.
Ham radios or Bofang radios or whatever this type of radio or something like this. If you're doing it enough or long enough, maybe if you're on for hours every week
or whatever and you're consistently in the same place, they might be able to find you.
Yeah, so it's actually interesting because there was a not like the hunts that go on with a lot of these ham clubs, but there was actually a hunt at Pork Fest for a radio to pick up on those skills, right?
Oh, that's cool.
You don't necessarily need just the adversary to have those skills. Those are also good things for everybody to have. I don't know if they ever found so the way those work is basically there is like this antenna and it's placed somewhere and it's got a signal that broadcasts, I believe, and then you have to triangulate and try and find that thing.
Cool.
It's kind of cool. They would be really stupid to use the frequencies that are allocated for ham radio.
Yeah, yes, they would.
Probably true. Although I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Is would it be stupid? I mean,
yes, it is, because those people are there and they're going to snitch on you.
Yeah, but
if you can avoid being detected,
right? Like, I mean, what are they really going to get out of snitching on you anyway?
Satisfaction. If you avoid the detection in the first place, then you're that many steps ahead of the game.
I don't know. I feel like you're just giving in to them, and I don't know. Anyway, I mean,
why would you go play in their playground if you could just go on another empty playground?
This is true. I mean, there's a good argument to that. I just don't know. Like, this is one of these things that's...
Don't pee in their pool, and they'll leave you mostly alone if they don't know you exist.
Right. This is true. There's too many hams out there that monitor them and report them to the FCC. Yeah, the FCC is a joke, Dan said. The FCC... itself.
Wait, he said it's a joke?
No, I'm saying it's a joke.
Oh, you're saying it's a joke.
Yeah. The FCC itself declined to comment on its regulatory actions and the circumstances that led it to issue warnings on the use of radio for criminal activities. Yeah. Well, let me back up a second. So people think the FCC, like, they do stuff. Like, they're actually not that big in the scheme of things as far as, like, regulatory entities go.
They've actually had their enforcement offices cut over the years.
Yeah.
There's not as many of them.
And they don't even do, like, I don't know if, electronics, like, they have the FCC certification on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not done by the FCC. So, like, people have this idea that, like, oh, the FCC must be this huge, government, bureau. I mean, and it is to some degree, but it's more of a smaller, relatively speaking, compared to other federal agencies, right? So
the FCC approval is done by a third party. They hire somebody.
Yeah, there's these. It's
certifiers.
They're these. I'm trying to think how you describe them exactly. But there's basically these all over the world. They have these people, companies that you can send your device to for certification, mm-hmm. and then they run all the tests that they're supposed to run. And then
do certification for like FCC and the Europe one and like different certifications?
Yeah, they do. And then those get filed. I think they do get filed with the FCC, mm-hmm. but it's not the FCC like really doing the certification. So
of course not. Bureaucrats, it would take forever, right? There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on two-way radio as a way to get around the big tech control grid, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also follow the show Odyssey channel. Odyssey is probably the best platform out there because at its core it is based on Library, which is an open source system for sharing media online and decentralized, uncensorable. Odyssey itself is technically censorable because it is a platform, but it's based on the Library protocol at some level, although they have brought in some central servers and things like that. It's an interesting thing they're doing over there, and you can check them out. Go to video.freetalklive.com. You'll find our video services there. And you can also get them on Library, of course, which is, like I said, the underlying platform, the underlying protocol beneath that. And you can check out Library at lbry.com. It's something we've been supporting for many years here on Free Talk Live, because we like these alternatives. We like alternatives like two-way radios, Library, the Matrix chat system, Mastodon as another decentralized, more decentralized, federated option for transacting information online. We've been putting our not just verbal support, but our also, you know, money behind these things and launching our own servers and things like that. And I want to invite our listeners to check out our social media platform. If you're sick and tired of these centralized big tech corporate platforms, which have total control over what you're able to say, you cross a line, you get banned on these things, you can go and have way more freedom to express yourself if you go to social.freetalklive.com. You do have to, when you sign up, it's going to ask you why you want to join. Just put something in there about you listen to the show or something that references the fact that you're a listener to Free Talk Live, and that'll get you in. Because we're trying to keep the spammers out. That's the one problem with Mastodon, is it's not very good keeping out the robots. But apparently, neither is Twitter, for that matter. Mm-hmm. So that's Elon Musk's big reason for dropping out of the Twitter deal, is Twitter apparently was not so honest about how many bots are actually using their platform. So we're trying to keep those bots off. That's why we have the question, the survey, basically. It's just a one-question thing when you sign up at social.freetalklive.com. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Chris, I know you got a little bit more here on the two-way communications outrage. Apparently some people are on the left are mad about the fact that some people on the right apparently are using two-way radios to talk to one another because, well, there's no in-between. There's no middleman there that they can put pressure on and force them to censor your communications. And that pisses them off.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Not only can't you speak publicly to many people, but they don't even want you to be able to, you know, people on the right to be able to speak to each other.
The funny thing is the thing that attracted me to the left, because I come from the left, is, you know, the Students for a Democratic Society, for example, which was they kind of kicked off the 60s in Berkeley. And what were they? They were a free speech movement. Mm-hmm. That's what they started out as. So they've come full circle. So the leftists have become exactly what they hated.
Wow. How many times has that happened over history, though? Right? There's so many people.
Well, what was it that, I can't remember who wrote it, but, it was Nietzsche. He wrote, always beware when you look into the abyss, for the abyss looks also into you.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We have Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys. Yeah, my old man always used to say, from short sleeves to short sleeves in three generations.
I don't get it.
An economics thing, that one generation gets rich, the other generation lives off the money, and the third generation loses it.
Somebody's got to go back to work. Yep.
Gotcha.
But, you guys are talking about the pirate radios.
Yeah.
Back in the early 70s, along the Texas-Mexican border, there was a couple of guys that had a van with a rig set up. And I think they'd had like a boat winch or something to help them raise the antenna, but they'd pull up and broadcast for 2-3 hours. And some rock band actually wrote a song about it. It was called The Mexican Radio.
Really?
Mexican Radio. That was The Doors.
No, that wasn't The Doors.
I'm on The Mexican.
That was The Doors? No.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
That was like a one-hit wonder. It was on MTV back in the day. I'll find it for you.
I heard it on The Mexican. Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was actually thinking of something different.
Wall of Voodoo.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's like Mountain. One hit wonder.
Yeah, one hit wonder. Yeah, back in 1982, released on their album Call of the West and released as a single in 1983, got regular airplay on MTV, which is where I remember watching it, back when MTV used to actually play music videos. It was one of those totally weird videos. It probably would have been on Dr.
Yeah.
Demento or something like
that. I wish
that.
I were in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana.
But is that are you saying that song's actually regarding the pirate broadcaster you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what they were writing about.
Oh, that's cool.
Tell me what the name of that band was again. I didn't get it.
Wall of Voodoo.
Wall of Voodoo.
That's
I never even heard of
that. Yeah. There you go. So you said they only broadcast for like 2 or 3 hours at a time from this van?
I wasn't down in Tejas when I was 12 years old, so I can't speak gospel about it, but hell, listen to the song. They might tell you more. I don't
All right,
know.
Man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. They were probably selling doobies the rest of the time. You got to sell a lot of doobies when you're living in the van down by the river.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Now, he's talking about a time when there was no internet, right? Where the CB radio was the old way of mass communication.
Internet before the internet.
The chat room before the chat room was what CB radio was. And having a pirate radio station like that definitely would have generated way more interest than it would today. If somebody went to, you know, and put a broadcast rig in a van and then drove somewhere and broadcast for 2 or 3 hours, almost no one would be able to come across that. Because, I mean, sure, a few people would probably be scanning the band and they'd hear it, but radio isn't what it used to be as far as a communications medium. I mean, it still has sort of this incumbency. There's still a large number of people out there in the United States that do listen to radio.
I want to say, don't underestimate the number of radios in cars.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. But a lot of people are using Bluetooth or they're using some other kind of system in their cars. And, you know, usually once people, even those that do use the radio, they have their favorite channels. They're just switching between them. They're probably not scanning to find new channels.
Probably listen to whatever comes in the clearest these days.
Yeah, so it's not going to have the same pizzazz to it that it would have. It made for a great movie in the form of Christian Slater in the 1980s in Pump Up the Volume, where he also did this sort of mobile broadcast and created this movement around his pirate radio station. And I just don't know if you can pull something like that off these days.
Well, you can if enough people get kicked off the internet.
Well, yeah, that much is true. So we got more here. We got Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Jack? You're in Washington. Going once. Jack in Washington, going twice. All right, we got your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome about whatever's on your mind. There's a little bit more, I think, to your story, Chris, that you wanted to share tonight. We're going to get into that coming up here in moments. It's from Slate. They're going off because some people on the right wing are not asking for permission to communicate with one another. And that's the world these people that are writing the story want to live in. They want there to be a moderator.
Better get your government permission set before you start talking.
Of all communications. And they're mad that somebody could just go spend $20 on a two-way radio and be able to talk with whoever else is willing to spend $20 on one. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future.
We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill.
President Biden's comments in Saudi Arabia on Friday. Biden meeting with Saudi officials where he said they discussed energy security, opening Saudi's airspace to Israel, and human rights. Fresh off a trip to the Texas border with Mexico, a group of Republican senators say they're shocked at what they saw. The expedition was led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Dead bodies that, frankly, are not the kind of thing that any of us want to look at, but it is the reality.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems on the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News. Senator Joe Manchin said Thursday he won't support the president's Build Back Better plan. On the West Virginia radio show Metro News Talkline, Manchin says it won't be inflammatory to add more inflation.
It takes the taxes to pay for the investment in the clean technology that I'm in favor of. But I'm not going to do something and overreach that causes more problems.
His decision comes after Wednesday's CPI report showing that inflation rate jumped to 9.1%, the highest in 40 years. The president now saying he supports a slimmed-down bill that aims at lowering prescription drug prices. Tiger Woods got emotional as he finished his second round at the Open Championship in Scotland. Woods is at 9 over par and missed the cut. Woods saying he doesn't know if he'll be physically able to play another Open Championship at St. Andrews. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. I think old Major Payne's pretty baked or something like that because the Mexican radio song lyrics, they don't seem to have anything at all to do with being a pirate radio broadcaster. You got lyrics here that seem to be more about getting high and other weird stuff. Smoke killer herb till my lungs collapse. Lost $2,000 last night shooting craps. That's a little excerpt there. And there's basically a reference to cannabis in every single verse of the song. So I think it's more of a get high, strange kind of tune than more of a Dr. Demento kind of thing than it is anything about actual broadcast radio. But still, great song. I remember it from back in the day. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features we have for you there, including our chat server. We're talking about alternatives for communication. Again, the Matrix chat system is one of those. I think I saw a headline, Chris, I don't know if it came across your desk, something like 60 million users of Matrix. They're celebrating it or something like that. I don't know if you heard about that. But
I'm not sure if I have seen this.
Yeah, this is recent. I just saw it probably within the last 24 hours. I don't know how they count that number. Given that it's a federated system and anybody who wants to can put their own server online, and I don't think those stats are public. But
well, you probably can't count them exhaustively. If somebody doesn't want you to know, then you won't know, but maybe that just means 60 million that they know of.
Yeah, maybe that's what they've registered on their own central server over time, but that seems way too high.
Maybe it's a good question. Well, I mean, so the servers, you have to remember, are federated, so if they communicate with one another.
They do,
so
you're, yeah. Do they share user lists with one another directly? Maybe they do. I know you can look up somebody, right?
Yeah, it might be stats rather than lists.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what information is and is not available.
Well, okay, here's the story. I found the story here for you. This is at MSN.com by the Register's Richard Speed, published 18 hours ago. The decentralized Matrix network has crashed through the 60 million user mark, with user growth rate exceeding 70% in 2021, according to the company behind the messaging service.
Pat yourself on the back, Ian.
Well, I guess it helped a little bit. It's impressive stuff, although definitive figures are tricky to ascertain thanks to the decentralized nature of the platform. Element boss and Matrix co-founder Matthew Hodgson reckons the 60 million figure might actually be an underestimate, and told the Register via email, quote, "We have limited stats on the overall Matrix ecosystem, as servers and clients do not report usage stats by default to Matrix.org, particularly government deployments. As such, the 60 million addressable user figure is an underestimate, and it doesn't include government deployments, which we estimate to be currently around 500,000 active users." Ew, government's using Matrix too?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You need decentralized solutions. Like, if the internet goes down, mm-hmm. you need solutions that are going to work on networks that are not, you know, centralized, that can be easily taken out.
Yeah, run their own servers to do their evil.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. You know, it's kind of funny because every effective group, you know, whether you're a government or not, sort of, you know, needs these technologies in order to defend themselves from yet other groups. So whether it's the libertarians against Democrats, or libertarians against government, or Democrats against the government, depending on who's in power, you know, everybody needs them.
The figure is therefore the total number of addressable users that are visible to the Matrix.org home server, but it doesn't include servers or users that are not viewable on the public network, or those that don't report usage stats. So I guess.
So in other words, if we set up two servers or mm-hmm. five or a dozen servers for libertarians, and we don't ever federate with the home server,
right.
the main Matrix server out there, then our stats will never end up being recorded in their numbers.
Yeah, I don't. I think aren't you federated by default though with Matrix?
I imagine so.
Because I know we can find people that are on Matrix.org.
Yeah, we definitely are federated with the Matrix home server
right.
for sure, 100%.
But they could disfederate from us anytime they want to, right? Like if they found they were,
yes.
Oh, we don't like you libertarians.
In fact, I think there's a room that has banned people from the LRNFM server from accessing that room. So
there are a few Matrix, or there's a few rooms on our server that other people cannot join. I don't know if they can't see them, but they can't join them.
Maybe I think that's true in reverse. So if you're on a matrix.org server, mm-hmm. and depending on the settings for that room,
correct.
You may not be able to join from other servers, or you may not be able to join possibly from certain servers.
And one of the cool things about Matrix is, and by the way, you can go to our Matrix server at chat.freetalklive.com. That gives you the step-by-step instructions on how to join. But the cool thing about the Matrix server is you don't have to ask permission to create a room. So if you've got an idea for, like, you look at the list of rooms, you think, oh, nobody's got a room about blank, and you want to create a room about blank, then you can go ahead and do that there, and you get to decide. Do you want the room to be public? Do you want it to be private? Do you want it to be federated? Do you want it not to be federated? Do you want it encrypted? Do you want it not encrypted? You get to be the admin, and you get to decide how the things run, which is pretty cool, because all the centralized things like Slack and Discord, they don't allow users to do anything except join the existing rooms. So I got to say I'm a big fan of what they're doing over there. So congratulations to them for actually getting to 60 million global users at least. So those are the ones they can count. So maybe there's another 40 million out there. Who knows how many more millions there are on servers that aren't connected to them. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Jack is on the line now. We've got him back in Washington. Go ahead, Jack.
I'm pretty sure the Mexican radio song was actually written by an artist that knew me really well in my youth.
Hmm.
I was a reflection of the song. Anyway, I'm in Washington. Okay. But are you guys familiar with you talked about, like, the Hunter laptop and with Ray Epps and the January 6th? The guy that looked like a cop that was...
Oh, yeah, the guy who was on video saying, we have to take the Capitol tomorrow. And the amazing thing is, he hasn't been arrested. He hasn't been bothered. But yet, what he's doing is literally... proposing on video over and over, very insistently, mm-hmm. we have to commit this crime, which obviously he could be prosecuted for. So something makes him special.
Did he actually go and was there on January 6th in the building?
I don't know. I know he was out January 5th, insisting that people needed to take it. I think he went to the building on January 6th, but I'm not clear on whether he went inside the building.
Jack, do you know?
He was trying to lead people to the Capitol. There's a ton of video on this.
Yeah, but did he go inside?
See, I mean, this is the big thing.
No, he did not.
See, that's a key thing.
He looks like a cop.
He may be a cop.
Guess who wrote stories about him defending him today? Does the New York Times or Axios ever defend a Trump supporter?
Want them all hung.
Yeah. If you go on right now, today, articles came out this morning, are two articles defending Ray Epps.
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, yeah, he's definitely a Fed.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a Fed. Oh, my heavens. I mean, what the heck's going on, you know?
I mean, are you surprised that the feds are going to try to lead people into a trap?
Well, now there's cameras, and they don't seem to care if they, you know, they used to, I think, you know, JFK was an inside job, as far as I'm concerned, but they hid that well. The internet didn't exist. I don't think that would have gone unsolved very long if, you know, some of our social media communication was around then, which we have.
Jack, thanks for bringing the story up here tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to David in New Mexico. David, you're on. Oh, actually, stand by. I didn't notice the time. More here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. We are nailed to that clock here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, the phones are still open for you. If you want to weigh in here, get your thoughts on the air in the remaining moments, you can do that. We've been talking about two-way radios and other communications options for you, like Matrix Chat and Mastodon social media. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments that are happening now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris here in the studio tonight. As we've been discussing alternatives to communications, what got this started was a story that you have, Chris, from people on the left complaining that some people who they don't like are using two-way radios.
They're not being censored enough, Ian.
Right. At the same time, that led, of course, to a conversation about alternatives to use beyond just two-way radios, but using internet-based alternatives for communication like Mastodon for social media or Matrix for direct chat with people, which, of course, we run servers for both of those. You can go to social.freetalklive.com for the Mastodon server, and you can go to chat.freetalklive.com for the Matrix. Of course, you can do this yourself. You don't have to rely on us. You can have, if you don't know how to do, you know, running your own server, have your geek friend who does know how to do it set one of them up for you, and you can run one of these things yourself. You don't need to rely on some third party you've never met before. But while we were talking about it, on the Twitter platform, they have locked two fairly large accounts, the LPNH, Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, with over 22,000 viewers or followers, and Carlin Borschenko, the lady that's running for governor here in New Hampshire, is a Libertarian this year. She just had her account locked, 72,000 followers. So for the next 12 hours, now it's not the longest lockout, but it still is a lockout, and they're being punished for tweeting a video of Joe Biden talking about the penalties for smoking crack cocaine, juxtaposed with video of his son, Hunter Biden, actually smoking crack.
Wow, I got to tweet that when I get home. I'll take the 12 hours.
So if you want to avoid that kind of stuff, just you got to move off those platforms and you got to use your own, basically. So check ours out, social.freetalklive.com. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
People on the left, you mean like communists? And what they're doing is quite obvious. And let me get your attention by sharing this with you. I read an autobiography of a World War II soldier. He was an officer in our army. His job was to be a liaison with the Russians when they were still our partners in the late 1940s, you know, like 46, like plus and minus. And he was working behind lines on their side of what they occupied, doing things that needed to be done. And so he witnessed some things. So he's an officer staying in a nice hotel, as nice as they could be during the war or just after the end of the war, in occupied Poland, I don't know which city. And one night, and this is in the context of the government trying to take radio away from you, like walkie-talkies and CB. And the point is they want to make it so you can't resist martial law, like Jerry Nadler is doing. Jerry Nadler said today that next week you will see passed in the U.S. House of Representatives a bill that will outlaw all semi-automatic guns, which is all guns, basically.
What?
The exact quote by Jerry Nadler is, semi-automatic firearms have no place in people's homes.
And who is this? Is this a politician?
Well, that nice Jewish fellow, Jerry Nadler, yes, a representative. He's the chair of which committee? House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler.
Okay.
Anyway, they want you to not be able to communicate. They want you to not be able to have any firearms. Like I said, semi-automatic, that is the normal, everyday firearm is a semi-automatic.
Yep, that's true.
They are the norm. They are the norm, not the exception.
So you're saying they're going to pass? You're saying this guy, this politician, believes they're going to outlaw all guns in the United States. Would that be outlawing the sales or the possession of them?
Well, we have to pass the bill in order to read what's in it. It depends on whether they are going to, they'll probably start, I'm speculating, they'll probably start with the easiest thing, and that's to prevent future sales. The next step after that, if they succeed at that, is saying, oh, well, you know what, we need to register the ones that are already out there, but you can keep them. And then the next thing is to, oh, you know what, and it keeps going from there. So back to the autobiography, and this is why it matters, ladies. And men who care about their ladies, he was looking out his hotel room window down the street a few floors down one early evening, and he noticed the sentries, two Russian sentries that were stationed at the intersection, like we're at most intersections, and there was a woman walking down the street toward these sentries. They stopped her, they raped her, they shot her, and they threw her in the trash can. And that was during martial law. Who is going to stop them? Nobody had any firearms, and they had no way. The government was controlling, the occupying Russians were controlling the communications. And back to the radio that they want to take from you, they do not want you to be able to resist martial law that they will put you under, and then they will rape you and shoot you and throw you in the trash can, ladies, and that's why it matters.
Yep, that's a fact. Thank you for the call tonight, David. Appreciate hearing from you. So I think I found the story about what he's referring to. The bill in question is an assault, quote-unquote, assault weapons ban bill. The proposal would make it unlawful for a person to import, sell, manufacture, or transfer certain semi-automatic rifles, including those that can accept a detachable magazine and have at least one of the following military features: pistol grip, forward grip, folding, telescoping, or detachable stock, grenade launcher, barrel shroud, or threaded barrel. The bill has 211 co-sponsors and is moving ahead.
That does sound like pretty much all of them. I mean, those are some common features.
Out of curiosity, what's the number of reps we got in... this is the feds, I'm assuming.
The number of reps we have? Who's we?
Well, yeah, good point.
Zero.
How many reps are there in the...
535, I think?
No, it's 435.
And then 100 senators?
100 senators, nine Supreme Court justices, and one president. That's the entire ownership of the United States.
Still pretty high number.
Why were you asking? Just curious?
Well, the 200 co-sponsors?
211 co-sponsors.
211 co-sponsors.
Which is probably most of the Democrats.
Yeah.
It says here none of them are Republicans.
Okay.
In this case. Now, whether or not that's going to get through the Senate would be another question. We'll see. I mean, there's a million bills that get filed and
Well, from a secession point of view, this is really important because basically they're negating the Second Amendment with this bill. And I remember posting a couple years ago in a group of New Hampshireites who were not libertarian by any stretch. They were conservative gun owners, and I said, if the feds got rid of the Second Amendment, would you be down to secede? And I put a poll about it. 95% said yes.
Yeah, well, maybe that would push some people over the edge.
I think it would push a lot of people over the edge. I mean, either secession or civil war.
Right.
And I prefer just secession, walk away. Absolutely. You don't need to have a war.
I don't want
to
fight.
It would be interesting for them to pass it, just not by enough to matter, effectively.
If it passes, then it's going into effect.
Sure.
What do you mean?
Constitutional, presumably the Supreme Court or some court would overturn it if it's just a law.
But it would take years for that to happen, right? Like, it's not going to... They're not going to overturn it the next day.
It's a good question.
They might accept an emergency petition because, I mean, obviously what they're doing here is completely... I mean, it's like beyond the pale unconstitutional.
But the point that I'm making is simply that it might be useful, for independence of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
I see that. Let's go to Timothy. He's in Oregon. Timothy, go ahead. Timothy in Oregon going once. Timothy in Oregon going twice. All right. More independence, certainly better. Of course, there's probably going to be plenty of conservatives that when this happened, they'll just wait on the court. They're not going to lift a finger to support independence. They'll trust that the court's going to...
They won't.
They think the court's their friend right now.
But you know what? You know what, though? It happening, just because they're not the ones proposing it doesn't mean we can't propose it, and doesn't mean they won't vote on it.
Well, time will tell. We'll see how this shakes out. Certainly the independence movement in New Hampshire is going to continue with or without this particular bill. Certainly we intend to continue to grow that. We want more people who care about independence to make a move here, who care about liberty to migrate here to New Hampshire. Take your time, take an hour out of your day and watch the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great little documentary that goes over some really persuasive reasons why, if you're a libertarian and you care about actually winning and having success, you ought to be here with the largest migration of freedom-loving people on the planet. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com, check that out, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.